97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today, my guest is Izzy Myers, the operations manager at A Better Image Printing. Izzy, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's talk about A Better Image Printing. What is it?
Better Image Printing is a local printing company right here in Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. So Chapel Hill, has it always been in Chapel Hill?
Actually, no. It started in Carrboro in the 80s, actually out of someone's house.
That's amazing. And I will say, out of full disclosure, I've been using A Better Image Printing for years, and I love the fact that you are such a quality company.
Thank you.
So it moved from Carrboro into Chapel Hill.
Yes, actually it was in Carrboro Plaza for a number of years, and it moved to Chapel Hill in 2004.
Yep. Well, Izzy, we all know about printing. Printing is printing. Why would a person want to come to A Better Image Printing to get their printing done?
We take a lot of pride in our printing and our product. We are very accurate and fast, and we have all the support we need from the current owners to make that happen for the clients.
How many people work at A Better Image Printing, give or take?
Eight.
Eight people.
Yes.
What are their backgrounds? Is everybody just a master's degree in printing or something?
Everybody, basically, a lot of it comes from experience. We focus a lot on experience. It's a big deal to have that in this industry. Learning to run the equipment, learning to use the programs and whatnot. Each person, I would say, is a master in their own right of what, you know, each department they run. Mm-hmm. And again, take a lot of pride and a lot of quality.
That's what I seem to notice the most about A Better Image Printing. You take time, and I never have to send things back. You just do it. What kind of products do you print?
We print mostly on paper. We do have another entity of the company that does ink pens and T-shirts and whatnot, which would be promotional materials. We do, however, like I said, focus on printing on paper, tangible print items, posters, brochures, business cards, flyers, pretty much you name it. If you can think of it, books, I can probably do it.
A book? If somebody brought you their book?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Indeed.
What kind of a job could you not take in terms of printing?
I couldn't really name one.
That means that anybody can bring anything to you to get printed.
Essentially. I would say signs, outdoor signs, probably.
Outdoor signs,
yes.
Okay.
Large ones.
Okay.
Like a lot of hardware, that kind of thing.
Yes. Got it.
That'd be my only caveat, I would say.
That'd be it, because you handle everything.
Indeed.
And, Izzy, what is the usual turnaround time if somebody brings you an average, whatever average is, an average print job? What would you say the average turnaround time is from A Better Image Printing?
There are many different types of print job. So average is going to be relevant to what is the job? Yes, it can be anywhere from a week, or if you have something really detailed, like I said, a book, perhaps, that has to have special binding and whatnot, mm-hmm. that can take up to a month, a couple weeks. We like to, however, find out our clients' preferences ahead of time. And a lot of times you just work backwards. You find out what they want, make it work in your schedule. We are super accommodating. We come early, we'll stay late. We do what we can, whenever we can, to make your printing dreams come true.
Do I have to have it in final form to get to you? What if I just have something drawn out on a napkin, something I want to create, a brochure or a business card? How much do I have to have done before I can get to A Better Image Printing to get it produced?
You can come to me with nothing but, I think I want to start a business.
Beautiful.
So basically, we'll just guide you. We have a full-on graphic design services as well. So we would guide a client from the type of business they are to creating a logo, to creating all their stationery, to doing their marketing materials, to even helping them with marketing at some points. And also another big point is we do mailing as well.
You do mailing?
Yes. So if a client wants to do a little bit more in their marketing, mailing's a really good way to go.
Is there a limitation? Can you mail 5,000? Can you mail 10,000? Or is there a certain limit?
All the above, yes.
Wow.
Mail 100,000. Not a problem. There are We've gone through the years and, like I said, have a lot of experience in doing mailings, and we make it most economical for the client, given their time restraints and what they want to mail, and go from there.
Izzy, whenever I walk into a Better Image Printing, I see all these awards all over the place. Tell our audience what some of those awards are for.
Some of those awards are for graphic design. Some of them are for printing. They vary from your own marketing materials. We've gotten awards on that. We've gotten awards on helping others with their marketing materials. And it's just a big, I don't know, a plethora.
Of awards.
Of awards.
That's
just
amazing.
A large list.
It says a lot. It says a lot. Please give us your contact information and when you're open in case someone wants to contact you, Izzy, please.
Sure. You can go on the website. It's www.abetterimageprinting.com. You can request an estimate there. You can read all about us. If you're so inclined, you can send us files and we can get your print job started right away. Our phone number is 919-967-0319, and we can always be reached by email. My personal email is izzy@abetterimageprinting.com. I am totally willing to help anyone who calls me.
And Izzy, what are your specific responsibilities at A Better Image Printing?
I oversee the daily scheduling and whatnot. I also have a graphic design background. So I've been in the print industry for 18 years, and I know I started when I was like two.
Two, yes, of course.
All right. So I've been in the print industry for a long time. Like I said, graphic design background. I pretty much became the operations manager to help control what areas, you know, when a job comes in all the way to the finish. I pretty much take a job from the beginning. I can design it if I want to, and I can even do the bindery. So basically, Jill of all trades.
Jill of all trades. I like that, from soup to nuts, and you've got it covered. Well, when we come back, Izzy, I want to hear more about the world of printing as it relates to the web. We'll talk about it when we come back, because it seems to me people are saying that paper is going to go obsolete. We're cutting down trees. I'll be curious to get your opinion on that when we come back to our first break, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Izzy Myers, who is the operations manager at A Better Image Printing. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Izzy Myers, who is the operations manager at A Better Image Printing, located right here in Chapel Hill. Izzy, when we left off, I said I'd be curious to know your perspective on paper versus web, because we always hear paper is going to be gone. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's newsprint, I would say, might be more in jeopardy of, you know, paper versus web demise than what we would. We have, you know, the tangible print items are always going to be needed. Business is great right now, so I know for a fact that printing is definitely still here, and it's going to stay.
So it just sounds like there is a place, a time, and a place, but printing is here to stay. Do you recycle? What do you do to help not cut down so many trees?
Yes, we actually recycle almost everything. Even in-house, we reuse paper to print our job tickets. We're very green.
Very green. Well, that means so much, especially in Chapel Hill, Izzy, so I'm glad to hear that. I'm intrigued. You said in the first segment that A Better Image Printing started in Carrboro and then moved over to Chapel Hill. Give us some of the history of A Better Image Printing.
Sure. 1986 was when it opened. And like I said, it was a person out of his house, which is kind of interesting. And he ended up starting in an actual storefront in Carborough Plaza. It was in the early 80s when that happened. Steve and Diana Minta, who a lot of people listening may know, awesome people, they purchased A Better Image Printing in 1996. And we kind of outgrew, I guess I say we, but I wasn't with them yet. But however, they outgrew the space in Carborough, needed a business, was growing leaps and bounds, had to secure a new location. They found this building here in Chapel Hill. They actually had it built, and A Better Image Printing has been in that particular building since April of 2004.
So Diana and Steve Minta moved it from Carborough over into Chapel Hill.
That's correct.
And it's been the same place all these years?
Yes.
That's quite a history.
Yeah.
What is that address, in case customers, people listening, want to hear about that? What's your address?
Oh, it's 1709 Legion Road. It's a very funny. I get a lot of phone calls on people not being able to find us, so I'm a professional at guiding people in.
I must say, when I first heard Legion Road, before I became familiar with Chapel Hill, where is Legion Road?
A little bit in the trees,
it's very easy to
find. Behind Rams Plaza.
Behind Rams Plaza.
Exactly.
Piece of cake. So that explains how it got started. What happened to the original person who started it? Do you have any idea?
I do not know exactly what happened. I know it was a single... From what I know, it's the single owner, a gentleman, and it was a coupon printer, from what I believe.
Coupon printer?
Yes. I don't know
Look
a lot
how
more about
things
that,
have
however.
Changed.
I know, right?
Well, I imagine his ideal client would have been someone who needed coupons. How would you describe your ideal client today, Izzy?
Everybody's my ideal client. We are willing to help basically anybody.
So if I want to have 50 business cards printed, can I come in and without hearing, I'm sorry, that's too small an order?
Yes, I actually did that last week for somebody.
For somebody. And if I say I need to have something huge behind my exhibit, you can do something huge for me?
Yes, I can.
What's the biggest? Give us some range of how big is big. Is there any limitation at all?
Actually, think if you think about it in your mind... When something starts to get big, you think about rolls of materials. There are ways to connect these rolls of materials. So when you're talking big, big becomes a little bit more of a process.
Yes.
I mean, essentially, you can get just about any size you need. There are things that are going to be more cost effective, and we like to guide our clients in that direction as well. I'm always, you know, willing to tell them this size is better than the other size for price, and we just go from there.
And you know, that's what I love about you.
Yeah, the size, as far as size, basically.
Yes. Okay, so it sounds like the sky's the limit when someone needs to get anything printed. That's a fair statement?
It's fair.
Let's talk about technology. I imagine a print shop today is a wee bit different than a print shop 10, 20, 30 years ago. Can you tell us how you stay up on all the latest technology, to how A Better Image Printing stays up on technology to still be cost effective?
Yes, a lot of it actually has to do with the support you have. The owners, Mike and Nicole Celeste, are the people who actually bought it from Steve and Diana, the business, and they are very good at keeping us abreast of all the new technology, all the things we need to know about the printing industry. All of our equipment is top notch. Basically, you tend to just change with the times, and it really does take that support to make sure that you can do that.
Well, do you have to have a downtime then when you're putting in the new equipment or putting in the latest technology? How do you handle change with your company?
It can be difficult. There are certain slower times of the year, which you try to plan these changes, like when you get a new software to learn, you kind of jump in. That's what the experience helps with. Someone who's done it for a long time has already been through three or four software changes, so we have a lot of confidence in the staff as far as receiving, you know, new equipment, and they tend to learn it very, very fast and master it very fast.
Right. Do you have competition that slows you down, that you have to strive to try to outdo them in any way in Orange County?
There's always competition, but our main focus is quality, and we do get a lot of compliments on that. So I would say, given the choice, a lot of times we're the choice.
Yes, yes. You mentioned cycles. What are the high cycles and the down cycles for printing?
Around the holidays a lot, we're going to be a little slower.
Okay.
We have, the schools let out. Everybody's, you know, the kids go home, the parents go home with the kids, everyone's taking vacations and whatnot. So we're closed down the week of Christmas. So between Christmas and the New Year, we actually close down for a couple days. Everybody regroups, and of course, we don't leave any clients hanging if we have been known to work that period.
Wow.
When needed. And then, you know, in the summer, so it kind of goes with the life cycle of people. when we're busy and when we're not.
So that's the 1 week in the year we know that a Better Image Printing is not going to be open.
That is correct.
During the Christmas week.
Yes. However, you need something, I'll
you're
check
there.
My email.
Customer, I hear you as being very client-oriented, Izzy, and that just is the way it's supposed to be. So I thank you for that.
Yes.
If you've just tuned in, my guest today is Izzy Myers, who is the operations manager at a Better Image Printing. Izzy, I also know that a Better Image Printing is known for your community outreach. Tell us about what a Better Image Printing does for community outreach.
There is, I'd say, too many people to list that we actually help out. We try to give back in any capacity we can. I mean, it ranges from helping with little fundraisers to I'll work after hours and donate my design time. Our graphic designer does the same thing. We do a lot, as much as we possibly can, for folks in the community. And
yes,
it's a rare occasion when we turn everyone away.
Well, with that note, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about a Better Image Printing.
Okay.
Thank you. My guest today is Izzy Myers, who is the operations manager at a Better Image Printing. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest is Izzy Myers, who's the operations manager at A Better Image Printing, located in Chapel Hill. Izzy, let's talk about the future. We talked about how printing has evolved over the years and how technology is making you more efficient, which I imagine keeps the prices down.
Right.
What do you see for the future of a Better Image Printing?
I see growth. Like I said, the owners are very into growing the company. As I had mentioned before, they had, in August of 2012, we acquired another shop. It is a promotional marketing shop in Durham. So again, another local place. T-shirts, like I said, ink pens, all that, all those goodies. So we're more focused on the paper in Chapel Hill, and we can, you know, get all the other goodies in Durham. And again, that just shows the growth. The future, future's good.
So you work hand in glove with Ad Spice.
Yes.
So you did mention that. Now it just resonated with me. A Better Image Printing handles the paper. Ad Spice handles the promotional products.
Exactly.
That way you work hand in glove with the same templates, the same designs, same colors. That
yes.
makes it pretty easy.
Yes, and we have each other's resources and helping each other out all the time.
Yes. And so I imagine Ad Spice has to also stay current on technology to know what's out there and what marketing things,
yes.
lack of a better word, customers need to help their businesses grow.
Yes, they are. Are more professionals in that niche
yes.
than we are in the other. So it works really well for us to be together.
Would you say that your business is mostly businesses or mostly individuals? How do you break it down?
I say it varies. A little bit of both.
A little
actually,
bit of both.
Yeah. Mostly probably businesses, some nonprofits.
Do you have contracts with certain businesses that you are retained by them, or does everybody have to pay as soon as they pick up their job?
We do not do contracts, but we are definitely offer terms for payment
yes.
as well. So basically that's how we work that.
Are there any kind of organizations that can get discounts?
Yes.
Who would they be, for example?
We give a lot of discounts. Almost every client that comes to us is going to be discounted off our current pricing. You know, again, you have a computer system and software that tries to tell you what you want to charge your clients, but you know
yes.
it's a competitive world. So
yes.
we're offering discounts a lot, almost just to everybody. However, you know, someone will come in, like I said, giving back to the community. With a nonprofit, they need a hand. We're always willing to knock off some pricing on that to make sure their end result's profitable.
Yes. You know, that's the one thing that I just love about a Better Image Printing, and that is the fact that you're willing to work with your clients. I've used you so many times, and it's just such a joy to know that you care, you focus on quality, very ethical. I've yet to return anything for an error, for a mistake. So, Izzy, I've just got to say, I just love a better image printing.
And
I'm sure
so much.
Thank you. And the community in Chapel Hill, the Orange County community, should always know who you are and use your services.
And we intend to be there for a while.
For a while. I sure hope so. So, Izzy, again, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad you had me on.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today has been Izzy Myers, who is the operations manager at A Better Image Printing. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.